Good morning, guys. For those of you who would like to boost your immune system, go into the description box, click on the link, Alaska Chaga Tea, and remember you get 10% off and free freight for being from the channel. And then for those of you who would like to give a review of a hospital, restaurant, you got a story to tell, and there's a lot of stories to be told anymore. People all around the world are using communityreviews.org. Go there in the description, click on that link, communityreviews.org, type in your information, let the world know what you have to say. And then if you would like to learn more about USANA vitamins, and as you heard from Nick this morning down in Australia, he gives them to his little puppy Tarky, and she's 14 years of age. And anyway, he crushes them up. He gives her the cell essentials, the fish oil, and the MagnaCal D, I believe it is, along with the Precosa. And he crushes them up and puts them into her food. So she gets all, she's doing great. She's able to go out on walks. There's a shot that the vet gives her, but it's the length of time has really been extended. And so, anyway, yeah, for sure. Whatever you have going on, go into the description box, click on that. I got all of Robert's information in there. got the address in there, the online address, and so have at it. That's USANA Vitamins. And it's under takechargeyourhealth.usana.com. And then for those of you who would like to, you enjoy using CBD products, go to martinbrodellcbd.com. It's also in the description box. Let's go ahead and go on to some of the things here. Let's start with this one from Brenda. It says here, from Andrew Torba, every single day there are multiple news stories about teenage athletes and world-class athletes along with celebrities in their 50s who are dying suddenly. We were all right about the clot shot. I hate that we were right, but we were. Buckle up, the next few years are going to be rough for a lot of people as the reality sets in about what these demons have done to us. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of E&D as time goes on. It's not going to slow down. I believe it's going to, if anything, it's going to speed up. Could be wrong there, but I believe it will speed up. And then did you know dandelion root is able to kill 98% of cancer cells within 48 hours? Not only that, but it acts as a powerful anti-inflammatory immune booster, antioxidant, and organ detoxifier. You know, this year with our yard, we're just going to let it grow. I mean, I'll mow it. But like the root, we're going to dig up some of the roots and we're going to utilize some of the leaves like in our salads and stuff. I believe that's what Brenda wants to do. And so that's what we will do. And then let's go to this one here. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders terminates all existing orders on COVID. Good, good. So newly elected Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders on Friday signed an executive order terminating all five existing orders on COVID. In Arkansas, we will not have mask or vaccine mandates. We will not shut down churches or schools. And we will move beyond COVID. Okay, so what they're doing is they're using the election. I know it was a sting operation, I get that, but they're using the election to do things legally, okay? That's what they're doing. Now, keep in mind, remember when they did the operation on Mar-a-Lago and Trump not long ago, going in and rifling through all this stuff and saying, well, we found this, we found that. Okay, so what that did is that opened up the gate then to going into Biden stuff, okay? Going into Biden's houses and finding things. And you're going, yeah, but he's been dead. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. This is for the normies. And I know I'm fed up with it too. But the fact is, this is what they're doing. They're doing everything legally and step by step. So that's what that did. That opened up the gate for that. And then moving on to Maricopa County Republican Statutory Convention to vote to censure Maricopa County Board of Supervisors and Recorder Stephen Richer after 50% of machines failed on Election Day. So it says here that the Maricopa County Republican Statutory Convention is today at 9 a.m. at Dream City Church in Phoenix. All elected precinct committeemen in the county are set to vote on a resolution to formally censure all Republicans on the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors and RINO Maricopa County Recorder Stephen Richer. The event will be held at Dream City Church, 1361 3 North Cave Road, Creek Road, Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona. And so what they're doing here is they are setting up for the, I believe what they're doing is anyway, is setting up for the military to step in. Okay, so what they're doing is they're doing a number of things actually to set up so that the military can step in. They're not just setting up for one thing, but for a number of things. Like, you look at what they're doing with Joe Biden. You look at what they're doing down in Arizona. And there's a number of other things that they're doing that would allow the military to step in legally. Okay? Pfizer launches investigation into jab-related heart attacks following public backlash. So Pfizer has launched an investigation into vaccine-related heart attacks following public backlash against the messenger jabs. A Pfizer scientist has admitted to an undercover Project Veritas journalist that the company is well aware that their vaccines have damaged hearts and caused myocarditis. So what they're going to do here is they are going to expose Pfizer. That's the big dog of the pharma companies. Pfizer is the big dog. And so they're going to take them down legally. That's what they're going to do. And then this here. Gavin Newsom deputizes illegal border crossers as cops to police racist Americans. Okay, number, does this make any sense at all? No. No. What is this for? It's E&D. Pfizer was E&D. This is E&D, and this is so in your face, E&D, it's not even funny. And I'm looking at this Newsom's eyeballs, and they look totally black. Anyway, yeah, we know it's fake, but anyway, so that's what this is. This is what they were going to do. Make no mistake about it. Understand what these people, what the black hats were going to do. And once again, so Newsom has begun deputizing illegal border crossers as cops in an effort to punish racist Americans who oppose illegal immigration. Let that one soak in as to what they were going to do. And don't ever forget, too, what the black hats were going to do. They were going to completely destroy this earth if they didn't get their way. And the GOP to end U.S. funding of the World Health Organization. What are they doing? They're doing it legally. So we know that the WHO has already been disbanded. Doesn't matter. This is for them, once again, this is for the normies. So this is going to show you how they're going to end, and the WHO won't be able to function then without the money from us. So Congressman Chip Roy and several other House Republicans introduced legislation on Thursday that will ban the U.S. from funding the corrupt World Health Organization. And so what we see happening right now is a lot of stuff. There's a lot of things that are beginning to happen. Good things, by the way. And then this here. Justice Samuel Alito brings up Mueller in a speech. Give a listen here. This on Rumble. I got to do the skip the ad thing, of course.
No.
Hold on.
Constitution or international agreement provides unqualified protection for religious liberty, nor should it. Suppose a group wanted to revive the worship of Molech and the associated practice of child sacrifice. No society would tolerate that today.
Yeah, I'll put that into the comment section for you. And then woke NHL tries to hold discriminatory job fair, then backtracks after DeSantis sends a warning. So Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is taking on the woke left and winning. The NHL was set to host an event called Pathway to Hockey Summit. The event was for only females who are Black, Asian, Pacific Islander, Hispanic, Latino, Indigenous, LGBTQIA+, and or a person with a disability. The event titled Pathway to Hockey Summit is scheduled for on February 2nd during the 2023 All-Star festivities in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and seeks to help diverse job seekers who are pursuing careers in hockey. According to a now-deleted post by the NHL promoting the event on LinkedIn, the event is only open to certain groups of people. Participants must be 18 years of age or older, based in the U.S., and identify as female, Black, Asian, so on and so forth. In a statement to Fox News Digital, the NHL said the original wording of the LinkedIn post associated with the event was not accurate. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' office responded with a blistering statement to the event. DeSantis called on the league to withdraw the event, saying discrimination of any sort is not welcome in the state of Florida, and we do not abide by the woke notion that discrimination should be overlooked if applied in a politically popular manner or against a politically unpopular demographic. So, good for DeSantis. And this here, breaking update, Arizona Court of Appeals schedules conference in Carrie Lake's election lawsuit, agrees case should be expedited. So the Arizona Court of Appeals has ordered an expedited conference to be set for February 1st in Carrie Lake's historic lawsuit to overturn the botched election in Arizona. And so once again, yeah, they're going about everything legally. And, you know, whenever they decide to make their move, they'll make it. And as we know, one of the guys, Christian 21, he thinks things are going to happen over within the next few weeks. And so we'll see. We'll see. I mean, sooner or later, somebody has to be right. You know, somebody has to guess it correctly. And then FDA and CDC vaccine experts now claim they are outraged at government and Moderna for allegedly hiding key data about updated booster effectiveness, Moderna responds. So in August 2021, the Food and Drug Administration gave emergency authorization to the new booster shot called Bivalent. The new vaccine contains two messenger RNA components of the coronavirus. Half of the vaccine targets the original strain, and the other half targets the BA4, BA5 Omicron subvariant lineages. The new COVID boosters are not tested on humans at the time, only on mice. FDA was only relying on the mice trial data. The CDC panel then voted to recommend the shots for people over the age of 12 and for children as young as 5 to 11. Since children have gone back to school in person, children are resuming pre-pandemic behaviors and activities, there is the potential for increased risk of exposure to the virus that causes COVID-19. Vaccination remains the most effective measure to prevent the severe consequences of COVID-19, including hospitalization and death. While it has largely been the case that COVID-19 tends to be less severe in children than adults, as the various waves of COVID-19 have occurred, more children have gotten sick with the disease and have been hospitalized. Children also may also experience long-term effects, even following initially mild disease. We encourage parents to consider primary vaccination for children and follow up with an updated booster dose when eligible. And so anyway, yeah, it's it, remember, at this point it's all indie. And by the way, I got something here from my source. I asked him. About the med beds. I said, Janine says we won't have physical med beds, but rather we will learn to heal ourselves, and the towers will have a frequency that heals us. I think we will have both physical healing beds and the ability to heal ourselves. I said, what do you think? Here's what he said. Maureen Martin, and I'll read this again later. No, there won't be any afternoon on this one. He says, Maureen Martin, will physical med beds, med pods, rooms, the towers, physical med pods, rooms, the towers are already sending out healing frequencies per Covfefe boxes, which took 5G, which was to be used as a weapon against humanity, back to not only safe levels, but 432 hertz, which is healing frequency. Also, this helps everyone to heal themselves as well by raising their personal vibrations and frequencies as the shields that were placed upon humanity have been removed, not only at ground level with the towers, etc., but the shield above as well that evil placed upon humanity. Another thing many forget is that the sun should be appearing different as well, because the new chemtrails have removed a lot of nasty shit from the atmosphere, which was blocking the healing process from the sun, but also cleaning the water, ground, plants, humanity, etc. Hence, all this ties together, which is part of the Great Awakening operation, which is humanity collective ascension and healing process, which ties into everyone is on their own personal journey, depending on DNA and how much damage has been done to their bodies, etc., over the years. So, yes, to answer your question, but add the other, she is spot on. We will have both. Oops, hold on here. They're trying to get me to update to Windows 11. Anyway, so it looks like we will have both. But also, Janine is very correct. So, and then he said this here as well. Also, just as the Draco in the SS Dark Fleet had healing technology on board the ships for the injured SSP, the Super Soldiers program members, so does the Palladians, etc., but much more advanced. Just thought I'd share. So, we will have access to it, to actually health pods. And then he says this, also keep in mind that also despite individuals being upset about trying to raise their vibrations and frequencies with situations that has to occur, or the med pods or rooms will not be fully effective at healing. Keep in mind there are several different types with light energy and frequencies that heal different aspects of the body as well, can heal the mind and even remove any bad memories, etc. This is how these Super Soldier Program soldiers were done in the Dark Fleet, which is why they for the longest time had no memories of being in the program until the memories started coming back to them with past life regression sessions, and some just by raising their own vibrations and frequencies as well. It goes really deep on how this technology works. So we're going to have, from the sounds of it here, we're going to have both. But at the end of the day, we're going to learn, as we ascend, we're going to learn to heal ourselves, is what's going to happen. And then, let's see here. Let's go to dozens of Illinois sheriffs won't enforce new gun law. So more than 80 Illinois county sheriffs are refusing to enforce the state's new gun law banning the sale, purchase, or possession of so-called assault weapons. The new law also bans magazines with capacities exceeding 10 rounds for rifles, 15 rounds for pistols. In addition, the new law, while grandfathering firearms owned prior to passage of the law, requires owners of the now offending firearms to register them with the state police. Whiteside County Sheriff John Booker says that the law goes after the law-abiding citizens. That's what we're upset about. Sheriffs in Greene, Macoupin, Monroe, and Madison counties won't be enforcing the law either. Good. Good. And then this here. The Gateway Pundit exclusive coverage of historic Lycoming County, Pennsylvania 2020 presidential election recount. And it says, so the attorney Karen DeSalvo and Jeff Stroman, among other conservative names in Lycoming County, have committed many hours to this important endeavor. This recount can be described as just one piece of the puzzle. It did not include an analysis of the tally sheets put out by the voting machines, among other key vehicles for voting, such as mail-in ballots. And then this here, McCarthy says House will expunge impeachments of Trump. It was a fake witch hunt. So once again, they're legally doing everything to clean everything up. And so new House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has declared that the sham impeachments of Donald Trump will be expunged this year. So you see, so I'm getting that they're going to do a little bit of everything here. The military will at some point will come out into the open, but they're going to keep this Congress, at least for the time being, and they're going to continue to do everything legally, to fix everything, okay? That's what it looks like they're going to do. So, and then disturbing truth about Harry's connection to elite pedophilia exposed. Talk about some major E&D here. So while the world is hanging on every word uttered by the Duke of Sussex, Prince Harry, and poring over every page of his best-selling memoir, Spare, it is worth stopping and asking ourselves, who is this man who is supposedly exposing his own family and revealing their secrets, as it says here, and is he really doing anything of the sort, or is Harry actually participating in a vast and sickening cover-up of the royal family's worst rites and customs, a dance as old as the ancient family itself? Prince Harry's highly anticipated memoir is already breaking sales records as the book was finally released following a massive media blitz. On its first day on shop shelves, Spare became the UK's fastest-selling nonfiction book ever. We always knew this book would fly, but it is exceeding even our most bullish expectations, Transworld Penguin Random House Managing Director Larry Finlay said in a statement. So what we're going to see here is a lot of exposure, a lot more. And then this here, U.S. Army vet from Iowa rats out Ukrainian corruption. So meet Ryan O'Leary. He is currently is the Bakhmut area of operations fighting under the command of Ukrainian officers. Mr. O'Leary is not happy. He is a 34-year-old alumni of Carroll High School in Iowa and a National Guard veteran who served in Afghanistan and Iraq. He reports that his unit is undermanned and lacking in heavy weapons because they've gone missing. In other words, the weapons are being sold on the black market. O'Leary blames the logistics problems on the corrupt criminal behavior of the Ukrainian chain of command, from the major general to his captain. He specifically calls out a captain, Baroda, noting that Baroda traffics in a host of illegal narcotics. Read the following series of tweets. They are self-explanatory. And so this is also about E&D, absolutely. As Ronald Leary says in this tweet here, we didn't just leave Soledar, we fought yard by yard for it. For those saying otherwise, you are wrong. As a second note, there are UA officers not doing their jobs. They need relieved immediately. Their actions have caused negligent deaths amongst other things. So. You can go to the Gateway Pundit and read everything that he has to say. And that looks to be it for now. I want to thank all of you for your support, whether it's by way of PayPal, checks or cash in the mail. Thank you, and thank you for supporting the sponsors of this channel. Alaska Jagatee, Hero Soap Company, communityreviews.org, martinbridlecbd.com, USANA Vitamins, as well as Greasy's Garage up in Worcester, and Bears Products. And remember, on Bears Products, the Field Conditioner, buy two, get one free. And on the hair products, you buy $100 worth of hair products, you get the shampoo for free. And if you type in Brodel, you do it online, type in Brodel, you get 10% off, an added 10% off. So, yeah, it's a heck of a deal. So, anyway, God bless y'all. Have a great day. And I will see you Monday morning. Oh, hold on. Before I leave, let's do this here. I love this song. And by the way, this is from the original, the actor who played the role in the movie, I Can Only Imagine. Oh, not again. Damn it. Yam it. Hold on, I gotta redo it here.
Five words you pronounce wrong 2 years before your brain starts shut.
It's not the one I wanted. Not the one I wanted. I wanted the one that this is what I wanted.
To my knees, or will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
You know, the reason I like this version, and it's the actor who portrayed him in the movie. Remember when the guy that they're asking to help them get their band out there, and he says, you know, every now and again I hear you sing, and I see something in you, and I understand, because this guy, I know he's an actor, he's a hell of a singer, but he takes control of the song. At one point, he just starts to really put it out there. And he does it better than, I think, the guy that wrote the song. But he takes control of it. And in the movie, out comes this guy, and he's like, yeah, that's what he wanted, was take control of it. And that's kind of like what we need to do in this world. We need to spiritually take control with God's help, and really work with God to create the world that we were supposed to have. And I have no doubt that we will have that. I can imagine that. I imagine it every day. A beautiful world. A beautiful, beautiful world everywhere. No evil, just happiness, health, everything. God bless y'all, and have a great day. Have a great weekend. And I'll see you later on. I'll see you on Monday morning. Bye-bye now. God bless y'all.